Mr. President. Señor Presidente.
Mr. Chairman, through you, we would like to pay tribute to the work of the Chair, Giselle Rodriguez, from the Group of Experts on the Institutional Strengthening of the Convention. We take note of the report contained in the relevant document, including the summary of the discussions, report drafted by the Chair under her responsibility, including the annex. Mr. Chairman, we begin our statement by thanking the Member States who have submitted working documents, and in particular to you, sir, for your commitment to our discussions. This statement complements the one we made during this week. We agree with many delegations when they talk about the diagnosis about us wanting to strengthen the convention institutionally for Chile. The pathways are not exclusive. The technical and scientific approaches, the verification measures will undoubtedly contribute to the effectiveness and applicability of the convention. At the same time, on the basis of transparency and confidence, we need these for institutional strengthening. We need to demonstrate the extent to which the states' parties are meeting their obligations under the convention. In this respect, to endow the convention with the protocol, a legally binding document on verification, continues to be the main aim and final aim of what we do, in particular because we consider the convention should be implemented and strengthened in a uniform manner. In the lack of the aforementioned, the use of the intersession period was crucial for our work. We've been able to meet on technical matters, developing contracts and sharing implementation experiences. The intersessional periods have become a fundamental tool at the end of the day for the strengthening of the convention nationally, domestically, and without prejudice to what we have said before. For Chile, given the distinctive features of our laws and the state of implementation of the convention in our country, the challenges to incorporate in our domestic legal machinery the convention comprehensively. Whilst we don't give the convention a very effective verification mechanism, once again, the confidence building measures and the exercises such, the peer review, the voluntary visits, the assessment of the implementation remain fundamental for the domestic awareness raising of various domestic bodies, both public and private, that are involved in the whole process. And also to make progress in the implementation of the treaty, we need to learn from the experiences of other countries. To the extent that we can make progress in our implementation progress nationally, it will be greater. The process, we'll be able to better contribute to the general international process if we break the silos that exist between the security agendas, the health agendas, and the development agendas. Mr. Chairman, there's been a great number of proposals made. Many are of merit. In fact, all have their own merit in the short and medium term. That is, my delegation is truly interested in the UK's working document on the decision-making process of the meetings. We consider that they are right. The MSPs must have decision-making powers. Finally, the inclusion of the gender perspective in our work. So gender mainstreaming remains a crucial objective. We've only just started to embody this issue in our discussions. We take note of the document on the gender issue presented by the delegation of Panama. And once again, we reiterate our thanks to UNIDIR for the inputs which were included in this document and the support provided by delegations, in particular for the tireless work and personal commitment of the head of the programme, Ms. Renata Hesman-Delap. Thank you very much.